she had to pay for making trouble.
How many hours of community service did you have to do?
About 320.
For what?
For a DUI.
But
I ended up working for her, unfortunately.
When she gave it her all,
I cleaned up her house. I washed her dog.
Did she take advantage?
They had the keys to your house. They had the keys to your car. They had your keys. What did they steal?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Tricia Flamin is suing Pastor Jacqueline Stewart for unpaid housework and dog care and for community service fees.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 59 on the calendar, the matter of Flamin versus Stewart.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Ms. Flamin, your complaint is an unusual one. By virtue of some difficulty that you had with the criminal justice system, you had to do a certain number of hours of community service.
Yes.
For what?
For a DUI that I have gotten.
How many hours of community service did you have to do?
About 320.
And so I assume this was not your first DUI.
That was my second.
Your claim alleges that Ms. Stewart, who you knew,
yes,
scammed you into working for her at a shelter that she runs, and you thought you were doing work that would go towards your community service.
Yes.
And it turns out that she did not have the right paperwork, so you want her to pay you for the 143 hours that you spent working for free at her rescue.
That's right.
What your case is about.
Yes.
Unusual.
That's a new one.
Ms. Stewart, yes, says that it was your idea to come to work and to do whatever you did around the shelter. Is it a shelter for?
Traumatized women and children. It's an outreach, yes.
And it's subsidized by whom?
Actually, friends and family and church members. We're small, and myself.
Where do you get the funds from?
We do fundraisers in front of Walmart. I go into churches and I speak about trauma. I'm an overcomer myself.
People just come in and spend the day. They,
yes,
don't sleep there.
No, exactly.
And you have a building?
No, I have a portion of my home I use in the front.
So you do this out of your house?
Yes, yes, Your Honor.
Good. Now, you have a counterclaim.
Yes, Your Honor.
Counterclaim says that Miss Salmon and her boyfriend, mm-hmm, by the boyfriend, is that be you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Stole your keys and in addition stole some information from you which enabled them to go on some sort of site, get people to donate cars to them in your name.
Yes, Your Honor.
And sold the cars. So you're suing them for fraud, that,
yes,
people were giving cars to a charity and they were actually getting the property, selling it, and keeping the money for themselves.
Yes, Your Honor.
By the way, did you report that to the police?
I'm trying to think if I bought it up or not, because I didn't find out initially.
No, I would
not
need,
yet.
A police report.
Yes. No.
When your organization sues them for fraud, I'll take a look at the police report.
Okay.
So you were told to do 320 hours worth of community service, and what did you do, Ms. Salmon? Quickly.
I got a DUI. I did the community service. I did 143 hours with her.
Well, explain that to me.
I cleaned up her house. I washed her dogs. I fed her dogs. I cleaned up around the house.
Nice.
Basically did
Good.
Stuff like that.
Now, Ms. Salmon, 143 hours is a lot of hours.
Yes.
So at the end of each week, did you have her sign a document?
No.
At the end of each month, did you have to sign a document?
No.
Do you have a probation officer or a parole officer,
no,
that you have to report to?
No.
How did you hook up with Ms. Stewart, Ms. Salmon?
She was a friend of ours.
Friend of whose?
Of mine and my boyfriend's.
And?
She had purchased some cars from us.
How many cars did she purchase from you?
Two. Because we sold cars. Anyway, she had mentioned that she could help me with my community service hours. I said, okay. So
why did she know that you had community service?
Because I mentioned it to her.
Yes. Why would you mention
we
to
were
somebody?
Friends. We were
that you had community service.
We spoke. We were trying. She was trying to get a business going with us getting cars donated, so that her charity could get the money from the sale of the cars. So that's how we knew each other, and we kept on talking to each other. Mm-hmm. And slowly, it just built up into this mess of how I ended up working for her, unfortunately, and I paid the price for learning that acquaintance can cheat you out of, you know, hours like this and treat you this way.
So what do you want me to do?
I would like you to look at the case, look at my paperwork, and see how I can resolve this problem. And
I'll tell you how you resolve the problem. You got to go do 320 hours worth of community service.
I did all those, ma'am.
Someplace else.
I completed those hours someplace else.
Right.
I had to complete those hours someplace else and
terrific.
Pay more money.
Terrific. So that's what you had to do?
Yes, I did it.
Where did you work to complete your community service?
I went to a dog rescue.
You went to a dog rescue?
Yes.
Name of the dog rescue?
It is
location
called Hakuna Matata. And it's called Hakuna Matata.
Where?
Dog rescue.
Where?
It's in Lake Los Angeles.
And what was the name of the person you worked for?
Karen.
Karen what?
I'm not really sure her last name right now.
How did you find them?
I went to the community service office.
And when you went to the community service office, what happened when you went there?
Well, I paid the $80 and I went to go start my community service hours.
And?
I performed them all.
When?
Within
the... Give me the months. You just said you're going the 25th of this month, so give me the months that you
completed them.
At Kuru Matara. When did you do that community service?
From the end of March.
March
through...
March of 2011?
Yes.
From the end of March 2011 until when?
Until just a week ago.
Till a week ago. So in 6 weeks, you did 320 hours worth of community service. Is
right.
that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you.
What days of the week did you work?
Every day.
You mean 7 days a week?
Every day.
You mean 7 days a week?
7 days a week.
Do you have the documentation from the animal shelter where you worked to satisfy your community service?
No, I left it upstairs.
But you have it?
Yes, I do.
That you worked for how many hours?
It was 143 hours and 161 hours. That's 300 and...
143 and 161, 304.
304, yeah.
Go.
Yes,
she says you conned her out of working for this 143 hours.
Your Honor, first of all, I do not know her being a friend of hers. I'm a pastor and I'm a nonprofit director, and I met her through this lady who died last year that she stayed out with. That's where I met her.
I
was servicing
care.
Her, but I'm not her friend.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm. I don't know her that way.
I don't care.
Okay. And then also, I have her court dockets that shows that she was given 283 hours. She finished part of them at a community Grace Resource Center.
I'd like to see it, please.
And right here. And then
it shows
she needed a balance of 143 hours, and that's what she tried to make me force. She tried
Just
to force
second.
Me to sign
whoa,
off.
Whoa, 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 shh. Well, as of June 21st, 2010,
mm-hmm.
you owed 228 hours plus fees.
Right.
228, not 304.
And then it was reduced down to 143 on the other docket. And that's how she tried to get me to sign 143 for her.
She doesn't have all the paperwork.
I'll see yours. Where is the other place that you worked?
The other place is in Lancaster.
And that was all on the same probation?
Yes.
In Lancaster, doing what?
That was in a community service center where we passed out food for homeless.
And how many
person.
Hours did you work there?
I don't remember how many
Matter
hours
continue
I worked
for
there,
further progress in the alcohol program community service. Okay. And this all dates back to 2009. Is that right?
Yes. It did start in 2009, but it's two different cases, but they added the two different cases together is what they did.
Yes.
And she only has part of it.
Okay. This is you, and you said that she could complete 170 hours with you.
I think on that letter I was asking the court for if she would be allowed permission.
Yes.
Yes.
And were you granted permission?
And that's
could you stand still?
Okay, yes, ma'am. No, I was not. I was told, she explained that
no,
in
don't
order
tell
for,
me what you were
okay,
told
I was
by
not
anyone.
I was not able to because I was told that in order for her to
Listen
work
to
for...
me.
Yes.
You can't tell me anything that anybody...
Okay, I'll tell you what I know. I didn't do it because I don't have approval.
Did you ever get consent of the court? Listen.
No.
This letter says this letter is to inform you that Changed Women's Outreach, mm-hmm. which the defendant operates on the front porch of her house, mm-hmm. as a nonprofit community outreach, will allow Patricia Flamin, with the consent of the court, mm-hmm. to complete the following. That's 170 hours volunteer work at our facility. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, mm-hmm. this is the letter mm-hmm. that you gave me.
Yes.
Where is the consent of the court?
I don't have a consent from the court.
Well, then what'd you do the work for?
Because she had informed me that she got consent from the court.
Yes, she did, Your Honor.
Yes, she did.
I don't believe that.
She informed both of us, Your Honor.
That she had consent from the court.
Then you made a mistake. You should have gotten the consent of the court. See all this paperwork? Mm-hmm. Before you completed 143 hours, if mm-hmm. you completed 143 mm-hmm. hours working for her. Ridiculous lawsuit.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Are you joking with me? You know, I have other things to do today. If you are jesting with me, Mr. Wirth, my patience is tested already, and it's only 5 to 10 in the morning. Do you understand?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Patricia Flamin says Pastor Jacqueline Stewart conned her into completing her court-ordered community service at her outreach center. Patricia says the court refused to honor the hours.
Now, you say that they stole your keys.
Yes.
What did they steal?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question, please?
Now they had the keys. They had the keys to your house. They had the keys to your car. They had your keys.
Yes, Your Honor.
What did they steal?
I preempted the theft. I called the police and reported the keys stolen.
And?
The first officer came out on...
Well, I'd like to see the report.
They just did tag reports for the theft of the keys because they couldn't prove that they broke in and stole anything else. These are the tag numbers and three officers that came. They did a tag report.
I don't know what thing she's talking about, Bird. What is that? How much money, just my own information, how much money do you collect for this community outreach that you do out of your house?
Well, actually, right now, we don't get anything.
Some idea.
We have zero income.
I would like to know how you support yourself.
All right. The way this sounds is that we have a place that actually women come and stay. We don't. I have an administration office. It's just an office. And just... I just minister and pray with women. I don't need any money.
Well, continued success to you. Continued
yes.
good luck. Goodbye.
Okay.
We have another case to do. Thank you very much.
Please excuse. You may okay. step out.
What it is she's a second-time DUI offender.
She lied to me.
So she has had her children taken away.
None of what she said was true. None of it.
She's been walking the streets.
She just lied about everything. Everything in general.
She began trying to find somewhere else to stay.
Everything that spouts out of her mouth is a lie.
Now, my love and compassion for her, I did try to help her.
I'm sorry, sir. I think she's a little nuts.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Wirth versus Johnson. Step forward.
David Wirth is suing his ex-girlfriend, Ann Johnson, for the return of personal belongings he left behind in her home.
Mr. Wirth, how long were you and Miss Johnson engaged?
Approximately 4 to 5 months.
And you lived together?
No, I lived around the corner. I live about 2 blocks from her, about 200 yards.
Then what was your property doing in her house?
When she moved into the house around the corner from me, she didn't have... like a bed and some wall units, some electronics. So I let her borrow some of that stuff.
You let her borrow it from where?
Furniture I had at my house.
Where in your house?
In my den.
So you took apart your den, or did you have extra furniture?
No, I took apart my den.
And you moved your den furniture into her house?
Correct. She didn't have a bed for her daughter, and she didn't have a wall unit for her TV to put in, so I let her borrow those.
Bed for her daughter
mm-hmm.
and a wall unit?
Correct. And some various electronics, surround sound, DVD player.
You're being very casual about that, sir, and you're asking for a lot of money. So I have a bed mm-hmm. and a wall unit.
Correct.
What kind of bed?
It was a Select Comfort bed, one of those air mattresses.
And where had that been?
In my den.
Okay. Now you broke up. Tell me when.
Officially, it was on Easter weekend, but we had been kind of on the outs since April, early April.
2011?
Correct.
Okay, tell me what you're suing her for, Mr. Wirth.
I'm suing her for the electronics, some damage to my Select Comfort bed, the wall unit, various electronics that are still over her house that she won't return. And I've tried many, many times to get it back, at least three different incidences.
Right now, we're in a court.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't gauge damage to a bed.
Correct.
Do you have your bed back?
Yes, she did return
it. Good, fine.
The
and
day
you have
after
your bed
I
back.
Filed for this.
Okay. So now we're dealing with a wall unit.
That I got back to.
So we're not dealing with a wall unit anymore?
No, nope, just the damages to it.
I'm not entertaining your application for any damages to a wall unit or a bed, Mr. Worth, unless what you're telling me is they were purposely vandalized.
No, that I couldn't tell you.
Well, I don't know that either, sir.
They're just not back to the same working order they were when I left them at the house.
Well, that's too bad. That's what happens when you lend things, sir. What else?
Well, she could have some respect, at least bring them back the same way they were
Mr.
given
Worth,
to her.
Mr. Worth,
yes,
move on!
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When did you buy the camera?
I have the receipts for that if you'd like to see them.
Worth, quiet! Put your hand down.
I'm sorry.
Put your hand down.
I have something to say.
You
Okay.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. David Worth says ex-girlfriend Ann Johnson won't return personal belongings he left in her home. Ann claims those items were gifts from David.
Move on, sir.
That's what I'm trying to do. That's why we're here.
No. If you're here because you want me to assess damage, which is not vandalism, but more in the nature of wear and tear on items.
I think it's more neglect.
Well, whether it's neglect or not, you should have been more careful with who you gave the property to. What else do you want that you claim she has that's yours?
Well, there's the surround sound, the DVD player,
so just
electronics.
Are you joking with me? You know, I have other things to do today. If you are jesting with me, Mr. Worth, my patience is tested already, and it's only 5 to 10 in the morning. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. What do you claim she has that belongs to you in the house?
She still has the various electronics that are at the house.
I'm going to dismiss your case if you say that to me one more time. Various electronics.
DVD player.
Just a second.
Sound.
DVD player. Do you have his DVD player?
It was a gift, Your Honor.
Do you have? Yes, good. Goes back to him. What else?
The surround sound that went with it.
Surround sound.
Yes, the receiver.
When was it purchased?
About 4 years, 4 or 5 years ago.
And that is in your house?
Yes.
That goes back to him. What else?
Speakers. There's
That's
speakers
all part
that go
of the same
it.
Thing. What? Well, what else?
I mean, I had a list of all kinds of stuff.
I don't care about your list. You should have it committed to memory, sir. I have a DVD player and an old surround sound. What else?
There was the camera. I bought a brand new camera. She still has that.
Oh, just a second.
She keeps saying it's a gift.
When did you buy the camera?
This was, I think, in March. March or April?
March.
I mean, March. Yeah.
Just a second.
I have the receipts for that if you'd like to see them.
Worth. Quiet! You bought the camera in March of 2011.
Correct.
What kind of camera?
It was a brand new Nikon L110.
How did it end up in her house?
Because she wanted to borrow it to take cloud pictures because she likes to...
Just a second. So, put your hand down.
I'm sorry.
Put your hand down.
I have something to say. Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, you bought the camera a month before the two of you broke up.
That is correct.
And I want you to tell me the circumstances, Mr. Worth, surrounding the camera ending up in Miss Johnson's possession, starting with, I want to take cloud pictures. May I borrow your camera?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, she wanted to use the camera.
Is that right?
She wanted to borrow the camera to use it.
All right, I want you to tell me, Mr. Worth, pay attention to me. When you bought the camera, how many pictures did you take with the camera?
About 20 or 30.
Now, the pictures that you took on the camera, what were they pictures of?
Myself, Anne and her children, different various things.
She keeps the camera. What's next?
Just things I have the receipts for. I mean,
DVD.
She has a
surround sound. 5 days. Pick it up. The rest of your case is dismissed. That's
Can
all. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Can I speak, Your Honor?
No.
Please.
No.
Okay.
Parties are excused.
Wow.
You can step out.
Thank Judge
you.
Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
My cousin was telling me maybe I shouldn't go in the house.
Mr. McPherson and I were having a struggle, pretty much playing a game of tug of war between her.
Your jaw was broken, is that correct?
Yes, it was.
Judge Judy.
Most of this problem came because she drinks so much.
Absolutely untrue.
And then she doesn't remember anything.
Absolutely untrue. But he would state that.
That's what she does. She gets drunk and then she's like...
It's just all about his accusations.
Yeah, they're crazy. You know?
His bitterness is trying to come up with something because he has nothing.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I'm very afraid of him. He's extremely volatile.
It's just... I'm tired of her being a...
Everything he said in there were lies, so...
A mental ninja assassin to me.
It's a bad situation.